On Veterans Day, 1986, then-President Ronald Reagan said, quote, "Let us reflect on the great achievements of those whose sacrifices preserved our freedom and our way of life. With a spirit of pride and gratitude, let us recall their heroic accomplishments and thank them for their unselfish devotion to duty. They are indeed worthy of the solemn tribute of a grateful nation," end quote. Well, fast forward to today, and Michael Reagan, the oldest son of President Ronald Reagan, is involved in helping to honor our veterans and helping them to get what they need. And he joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Michael Reagan, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. Good to be back.
You know, it's interesting that when you think about Ronald Reagan, he talked about, they are worthy of the thanks of a grateful nation. Sometimes I feel almost as if, well, America today is not that grateful.
Well, America hasn't been taught to be grateful. They've been taught to hate. I wrote in an op-ed piece or a tweet the other day that we have young people going to what I refer to as hate you instead of Prager you. And they're learning how to hate America, and that's why we see them in the streets, 10,000 out here last Sunday in Los Angeles. We've seen them in Tulane. We've seen them all over the country because they've been taught to hate America, hate what America stands for, hate Israel. They haven't been taught to love. Ronald Reagan taught us and showed us how to love America. Those who fought in the Second World War, all the wars taught us how they loved America so much that they would sign up to free a people, sign up to save a people. We're not teaching that today in our classrooms, in our schools, and because of that, we're in the turmoil that we're in.
But when you say hate you, you're that's just generic. I mean, you're giving that term. There is no official thing like there is an official Prager you. There's no official hate you, correct? I just want to be sure.
No, there's no official hate you, but it's like all the kids going to college. You're going to a college that could be named Hate You.
Right.
UCLA. Doesn't matter. Name the school. You could just say hashtag hate you because that's what we're finding out. And it's really easy. If people want to know how the Holocaust happened, you're watching it unfold right before your very eyes in America. This is how the Holocaust happened. Let's get into the school system. Let's re-educate our children to hate a group of people and to go out if necessary and say it. And it should scare the heck out of all of them. And so, you know, for me to be able to do what we do at ReaganLegacyFoundation.org, to be able to provide scholarships to the men and women who serve aboard the USS Ronald Reagan. These are young 18 and 19-year-olds that should have been home months ago with their families for the holidays. But because of the world that we live in today, two wars going on, the USS Ronald Reagan is stuck in the South China Sea defending America's freedom against China, against North Korea, protecting Taiwan. And that's why we provide scholarships to the men and women who serve aboard the ship and also provide scholarships to their family members who are, in fact, at home trying to better their lives through education also.
Tell me about veterans' issues today. For example, here's a story from the Heritage Foundation. And your dad, Ronald Reagan, used to like to cite and quote the Heritage Foundation. Quote, "A 95-year-old veteran of the Korean War says he received little notice that he had to move out of a nursing home in New York City after the city struck a deal to house illegal aliens there," end quote. And I thought, oh, wow. So, you know, we're having all these illegal immigrants that are, you know, coming in through the open border, and now veterans who've served the country, have to, suffer because of it?
I don't know why people are acting surprised. If you watch a Democrat debate back in 2020 and they said, "How many of you are for open borders?" Every one of them raised their hands, and people are acting surprised. And then we're wondering, why is all this happening? You know why it's happening? Because we are doing nothing. We're doing absolutely nothing. There's no Reagans in the world. There's no Lech Walesas, no Vaclav Havels, no Helmut Kohls, no Pope John Paul II, no Maggie Thatchers, no Mikhail Gorbachev. There's no giants in the world stopping what's going on. And we certainly don't have a giant in Washington, D.C., who's stopping anything that, from happening. 3 years, two wars. There's no giants. There's nobody in charge. Who's in charge? Name one leader in the world that's in charge. Name one. You can't, because there aren't any.
Well, I live in Florida, and I happen to be a fan of Ron DeSantis.
He's not a leader in the world.
Right, okay. Well, point well taken.
It doesn't matter what Ron DeSantis says. He's a governor of Florida.
Right. Got it. I see what you're saying.
It doesn't matter what Trump says. He's not in power. He's not in office.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so tell us about what you're actually doing to help veterans. And why don't you start with kind of an overview of what is their needs, and are they being helped by the government that they serve for?
Well, the government helps out somewhat to those kids, men and women serve on the Reagan. And we provide scholarships to them, $1,000 scholarships to help with their education, to buy books, to do the things they need to really help in their education. So we provide scholarships to them of $1,000. If they have a family member at home who's also going to school, trying to better their education so they can better their lives, we provide $2,000 scholarships to them because the government doesn't help the family members. They help those on the ship somewhat, but not the family members at home. And so we're not asking you to give $1,000 or $2,000 unless you want to. Every dollar, you give a dollar, give five, get 10, 20, 30, 100. We just package all the money together, and we provide $1,000 scholarships to the men and women on the ship and $2,000 scholarships to the family members at home trying to better their education. And let me tell you, when we give a $2,000 check to a family member, they're through the moon. Because all of a sudden they know people are thinking about them and remembering them. And that's so very important, because if you're at home while your loved one's on the Reagan or any ship, if you will, they're out there for 6 months and you're at home without your loved one. And they don't know if they're loved or not loved. And so when they get a $2,000 check from us, they know people are care. They know people are there for them. And that's why we started that years ago. The Reagan was commissioned and christened back early 2000s. And that's why we started the program. In memory of my father, whose name's on the rear of that ship, and the things that he did to honor our veterans and honor those who, in fact, are serving right now.
Now, that ship, you said, is in the South Pacific, I understand. It's part of the Navy, the USS Ronald Reagan. It is a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. How many men and women are on that ship?
2,500 is the crew, and when the air group comes on, it brings it up to 5,000. And right now you've got the air group on there, so you got 5,000 on the ship. You have the captain, who is basically the manager, the captain of the ship, and then you have the admiral, who takes care of the air wing and what have you. So they're out there in the South China Sea. She's homeported in Japan, just about an hour and a half south of Tokyo, Japan. I've been out there one time, giving out checks, and she's been out there since Obama sent her there during his administration.
And tell us about how this whole thing got started, the Reagan Legacy Foundation. Was there a particular incident that made you think, oh, you know what, we've got to provide scholarships for some of the naval personnel or their children?
My wife said it'd be a great idea to honor your father and honor the kids on the ship. Nothing happened, except we wanted to do something for the USS Ronald Reagan, for the men and women who serve aboard my dad's ship. We didn't just want to be there for the christening and say hi and shake hands and leave and never see us again. We wanted them to remember that, we're the Reagans that are there, and we're there for them to help them to raise money for their scholarships, their education, and what have you. And so I've got my daughter Ashley's been on the ship, my son Cameron's been on the ship, and we as long as that ship is out there, protecting the world, on our behalf, we're going to have Reagan involved in the scholarship program for the USS Ronald Reagan and the men and women who served.
And how many such scholarships have you been able to give out?
I don't sit there and I don't keep track. I don't count. We've been doing it for like, what is this, 2023? So we've been doing it, gosh, 15, 16, 17 years, I guess. I don't know. We don't count.
That's great. But you've been able to help a lot of people, the bottom line.
We count the money and put it in a check and send the check. The kids on the ship go on board to their education website, look to the scholarships that are available. They fill out the paperwork. And then they send the paperwork to us, those who want scholarship money from us. And then our board of directors looks at the venue, looks at what they filled out, the document that they filled out. And then we choose who's going to get the checks and who's not going to get the checks. So that's how we do it. And we've been doing it for a long time. My daughter Ashley, my wife Colleen really look at those kinds of things, and then one or two of our board members.
And what would be the website for people to get more information on that whole scholarship program?
ReaganLegacyFoundation.org. ReaganLegacyFoundation.org. That's where you would give through PayPal or what have you. And then collect the money and put the checks together and send the checks to the ship in the South China Sea or in Tokyo.
And your dad had quite a passion for human capacity, helping, you know, Americans to realize, hey, you've got these opportunities in America. Use them and utilize them for the good of everybody.
Yeah, we don't have that guy anymore. That guy doesn't exist.
Well, his quotes still exist. I mean, one of my favorites, we've mentioned this before to you, but
his quotes exist, but nobody educates anybody. They don't mean anything. You know it. I know it. But the young people coming out of schools who are marching in the streets of Los Angeles or marching in the streets of you name it, whatever, they don't know it and they don't care about it because they're raised on hate. Ronald Reagan's quotes were not about hate. They're about loving America, about caring about America, about pushing forward and the positive things about our country. These things are not being taught in our schools any longer. So you can throw quotes at people all day long. But they don't mean anything when they spend so many hours in the classroom learning to hate. So you need a leader who's going to stand up and say, just like Christ said, get behind me, Satan. We need that leader to say, get behind me, Satan.
Boy, what I was going to say, though, about your dad, he made the point one time that if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, we'll be one nation gone under. And I think...
Well, welcome to one nation. Welcome to one nation gone under. Welcome to this is what happens. One nation goes under. This is what happens. And because how many people that are listening to you stand up for Riley Gaines? Probably not many. I mean, we're so afraid of being called names, we don't move. The left has figured us out. We conservatives, for all intents and purposes, are weak. We are so conservatives need an enemy. Or a leader to lead us. If we don't have an enemy or a leader, we are weak. And we are so weak right now because we have Riley Gaines out there. Who's helping? Young America's Foundation is doing all they can and some other people. But where are the fathers? Where are the mothers? Mm. Where are the people who should be standing up for their daughters who get up on a swim platform to swim in a race and they're next to a guy or a female jogger? With a guy next to her, or a female bike racer with a guy racing in the same race. Where are the fathers? Where are the mothers? They're so afraid of being called a name, they're doing nothing. Hmm. And so part of the blame, not only on the leadership, we lack leadership in this country, a lot of that is the blame on the family and the parents who, in fact, are fearful of standing up for their own children. Wow. And so that's why I say, if you want to see how the Holocaust started back in the 1930s, you were witnessing it in America today.
Wow. Well, we're out of time. ReaganLegacyFoundation.org.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. All the best.